The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Geneseo High School for tonight's Western Big Six Conference matchup between the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team and the host Maple Leafs. Brad Benowitz alongside Jeremy Pickrell as we pry ourselves back into our seating position up near the top of the bleachers.
Oh,
it's okay once we get seated, and but the leg room getting in is not so easy. It's just been a weird night overall. A very long freshman game, long senior night ceremonies, then Pick observed that the clock stopped during the pregame, so that drew out the pregame even more. I don't know how long it was frozen, but nobody seemed to catch it. So now we're finally underway at 7:35, 35 minutes after the scheduled start, and it's Geneseo that wins the tip. Andrew Cotty on the left side, swinging around to the right side to Anthony Pierce, playing with the left leg brace. If you were with us in the pregame interview, you heard Coach Brad Storm mention that he's mostly recovered, I believe is how he put it, from the ACL injury. Here's the give and go. Pierce kicks it down to the left side over to Thomas Henson. Henson with the dribble, swinging around back up top. Now into the right side, he goes to Bristol Lewis. That's the guy you got to watch out for. He gets the give and go, and they overthrow him from the outside. And the official says it went off Alex Egyptiaco's hand. The lob went over the head of Bristol Lewis, cutting down the lane. I don't think anybody touched it, but the Maple Leafs are going to hang on to it. So Pierce with it left of the basket, throws it up top out to the volleyball line into the hands of Cotty. Now into the left side he goes. Pierce going to shoot the three over Dre. Off the mark. Rebound tipped around, and Babers comes out with it. Front court pass to Dominique. Stops there. Don't have the numbers, so they pull it back out. Barry up top, also one of the leading scorers in the Western Big Six Conference. We talk about Bristol Lewis for Geneseo, but don't overlook what Cohen Derry has done offensively. Dre finds an opening, drives, dumps it off, tries to get it to brother Alex, and the Streaks turn it over. Geneseo with a steal through the lane. Up the far side into the front court. It's Lewis with it. Pass left side over to Pierce, just left of the arc. Bounce pass on the give and go down low. Coming up short on the shot, Thomas Henson. Just short-armed it, and the rebound Streaks. Back the other way, Alex driving in from the left side, took it all the way from the basket, and the Streaks score first. And Galesburg puts a little full court pressure on, and pressure in the backcourt between Alex, and he gets called for the bump on Bristol Lewis. That is a concern for head coach Chad Thompson. He does not want Alex to get into foul trouble. He is concerned that this is the kind of game where that could happen with the physical nature of it, and especially with Alex primarily guarding the offensive scoring prowess of Lewis. This is Pierce with it up top, working against Dre. Passes it into the right corner. Lewis, a step back, feeds it down low. The give and go from Van de Woestein right back to him. Step back in the lane, puts it up and in. A little step back fadeaway from about 10 feet in, 2-2. Hesitation drive. The kick out Dominique from the wing for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound Lewis. Ian gets his first shot of the game. Chad Thompson said in the pregame he only shoots it every time he touches it. Of course, being a little wry with his humor. It's only about 90% of the time that he shoots it. No, I'm teasing. Now Lewis dribbles it off his foot, chases it out near midcourt, gets it back, and call for double dribble. That's the first Geneseo turnover.
I was wondering if they were even going to call that.
Took a while, didn't it?
Lost the handle and picked it up off the floor and started dribbling again. You can't do that.
5:40 to go here in the opening quarter, tied at two. Silver Streaks again won this matchup by 30 back in December. Babers up top. Looked to go on the alley-oop to Derry. It was well defended by Geneseo. Now the kick out into the corner to Alex. Brother Dre has it now. Steps into a three in the wing. Rattles it through. 5-2 Galesburg. First basket for Dre. Dre just shooting with so much more confidence here in the last month of the season. Has seen his scoring pick up again after it lulled through the holidays.
And that's huge going forward. You know, we know what we're going to get out of JB. We know what we're going to get out of Cohen. Who's going to be that third option?
Up top, Van de Woesting. Left side, Lewis. Works around a screen. Now a pick by Dre. Took it away from Lewis. Dre all alone with a run out at the other end. Turnover directly into points. 7-2 Galesburg. Last five for Dre. And we're 3 minutes 20 seconds into the game, and the Streaks up five. And now leaning in, Thomas Henson with JB right on top of him. And JB called for the defensive foul. Second team foul on the Streaks. Freshman one tonight, 47-35. Again, no sophomore game because there are no sophomores in the Geneseo program. That was the case back in December when Geneseo played at Thiel Gym also. Freshman lost that night. Here's Lewis with it out at the volleyball line, directing traffic, working his way toward the wing. Van de Woesting sets a screen, goes around it, gets it back from Lewis. Pass up top, Cotty swings it over left side, Pierce driving left to right into the lane. Cut off by Dre, the kick out. Lewis from three, missed it, rebound batted around. Ian got a hand on it, tipped out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back. Lewis, in the first game, struggled so much. Not even necessarily to get a shot. The Streaks just denied him the ball so effectively throughout much of the game that he got very frustrated. And he's put up a couple of quick shots here, both on fadeaways, more or less. One from two, one from three. Here's Alex driving left side, tries to feed it through the lane, and Lewis anticipated it and picked it off. Now the Streaks with a tip and a steal. Get it right back. Right side, Ian. Now over to Dre. Swing it back up top. JB fakes, called for traveling. Got the happy feet going. That's three Galesburg turnovers now. Just past the midway point of quarter number one. Should be time for a mask timeout. Doesn't seem to be any indication that it's going to happen, though. And maybe now it will. One of the officials standing down at the Geneseo bench near head coach Brad Storm. And I don't know if Coach Storm said something, but the recognition seemed to come from the official about that time. So we do have a mask timeout. 3:49 to go, first quarter. 7-2 is the Galesburg lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You can walk away a winner if you're wearing your new yellow WGIO button like Ray Pickrell of Galesburg. He walked away with $20. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
3:49 to go, first quarter, 7-2. Galesburg with the lead coming out of the mask timeout. Carl Dortch into the game for the Silver Streaks. Brock C.I. in for Geneseo, a 6'3 senior. Streaks are going to put on full court press here, and Carl from the backside of Van de Woesting reaches around, bats it out of bounds as they inbound it to him. Geneseo will try again. Right in front of the bench, into the backcourt to C.I. At least I think that's how it's pronounced. Brock C-I-S-E-E-I. Has it now. Lewis all the way to the baseline and back out with Dominique guarding him. Fakes right, drives left. Ian cuts him off on the wing. Kicked back out to Van de Woesting. Now up top, C.I. guarded by Babers. Backs up at the volleyball line. Gives to Lewis. In the midcourt circle now. 3:20 to go first quarter. Galesburg by five. Up top, swinging around left side to Van de Woesting on the wing. Guarded by Dortch. Bounce pass through the lane and a travel. As Cotty tried a little spin move in the lane, but just kept moving without putting the ball on the floor. That's the fourth Maple Leaf turnover. Streaks trying to build on a lead here. They've turned it over three times themselves here in a little bit of a ragged first quarter. Dre with it, has five of the streak seven, tries an entry pass, and Geneseo reads it. Pierce comes around from the backside of Derry and bats it free. Now four Galesburg turnovers down the lane. A little bit out of control was CI, and then a battle on the rebound. Out of bounds, last touch by Geneseo, and the Streaks get it back. Well, they're attacking the basket. I give them credit.
Yeah, I'm slightly concerned. It doesn't look like the Streaks are boxing out that well because the Maple Leafs are, every time a shot goes up, they are getting a hand on that offensive rebound. They haven't come up with it yet, but that could come into play here as the game plays out.
There's JB with a little floater in the lane. Carl Dortch had a hand on the rebound. Then a battle ensued between him and Van de Woesting, who reached in, tied it up, held ball, stays with the Silver Streaks. And Nolan Carl into the game for Galesburg. Coach Tad Thompson thought he could be a real difference maker here tonight with his style of play. Derry, with one of the few offensive touches he has, pulls it out to the wing, now into the hands of Babers. Up top, Dominique. Fakes right, goes around to screen, scoops it back over to Jeremiah. Babers will back it up to the volleyball line. 2:17 to go first quarter. Streaks by five. Left side, Dominique. The catch, the quick release, in and out. Battle for the rebound. Dortch had a hand on it. Got tangled up down low with Van de Woesting. And they're going to call Carl for the foul?
No, we got the ball.
I said 44. Okay, I misread the numbers. On the inbound to JB. In traffic, put it up and in from the low blocks, 9-2. So Van de Woesting with the foul, his first. That's 44, not 34, which would have been Dortch. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-2, Galesburg by seven. Alex will check back in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. Here's Lewis with it now, still guarded by Dominique. Ian works around the screen, Lewis in the lane, floats it up and into the right hand. Just got enough of a step around Dominique and then used a little bit of a size advantage to get that right hand shot off clear.
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting matchup because so far Ian hasn't been tasked with that yet this year, with guarding another team's best scorer, so we'll see how that plays out.
Ian from the left corner hits a three. Well, he can just come
anything
right back
you
and do that.
I can do better.
12-4, Galesburg by eight. First basket of the game for Dominique in a starting role tonight. There's a dribble drive down the lane. Pierce got around Carl, but then couldn't finish off the drive. Cohen Derry with a rebound. Babers driving in, gets it up and in. Quick little touch and a fast release off the fingertips to bank it in, forces a Brad Storm timeout with 1:03 to go here in this opening quarter.
And that's that start we were looking for, right? 14-4 lead here with 1 minute to go defensively. You know, we're fortunate that Geneseo is getting some good looks. We're fortunate that they're missing. But, you know, no doubt about what we're getting done on the offensive end.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Pick and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Murano and SV all-wheel drive. And this is very roomy. You and I switched when we got to Geneseo. You drove, got us up here, and then I switched, got us to the high school. And just the amount of room I noticed on the driver's side especially, I didn't think so much about
it.
Well, I know. But, I mean, when I got in, I just thought, wow. And I kind of peeked back and I look at all the leg room that's still in the back, too.
Yeah.
Even despite that.
And I didn't really adjust the seat at all. I mean, I just hopped in and drove away. I mean, it's definitely roomy, comfortable. Checks all the boxes.
2019 Nissan Murano. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Coming out of the Geneseo timeout, Silver Streaks by 10. Lewis, now guarded by Nolan Carl, works around the screen, steps out. Lewis gets the shot off anyway, missed it. Derrick plucks the rebound away. As Lewis got off his fourth shot attempt in this opening quarter, he has four. The Streaks lead by 10. Babers to the baseline. Back out to Aaron Carl into the game, driving in, stops on the low blocks, pump fakes, and Van de Woesteen reaches in, takes it away. And now the Streaks steal it right back with Alex. Jeremiah down the right side, up and in with the right hand, driving to the basket. 16-4 Galesburg as the Streaks again turn a turnover into points. Here's a trap in the backcourt on Pierce, gets out of it across the midcourt to Cotty. Hands off to Lewis. Streaks really trying to speed Geneseo up here to end the quarter. Skip pass to the right side. Pierce with a catch, steps into the three, misses it, and that's the end of the first quarter. Streaks really put the pressure on there. The latter half of the first half, first quarter, they lead by 12 at the end of one. 16-4 at Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The United Way of Knox County and the Regional Office of Education 33 have partnered to bring four Born Learning Trails to Knox County. Born Learning Trails are walking paths dedicated to the development of young minds. Children will have a blast while learning. I'm Lon Dunn, Executive Director at the United Way of Knox County. The first two Born Learning Trails are open at the United Way of Knox County, 1215 Monmouth Boulevard, as well as at Rotary Park. Be sure to tag us in your photos and enjoy the trails.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. My bad. One quarter gone at Geneseo. Silver Streaks lead 16-4. Maple Leafs turn it over on the first possession. They got it inbounds right in front of the Galesburg bench. Tried to pass down to the low blocks, and there was nobody there. And the Silver Streaks trying to build on a 14-4 lead. Up 10, leading Bristol Lewis because he has all of the Maple Leafs points so far. The rest of the players and the starters scoreless for the Leafs. And that's really been a big part of why they are just 8-15 coming in. Entry pass to Derry down low. Out to Babers. Drives, gets it back to Cohen. Misses from the left low blocks. A lot of white jerseys packed inside down there. Cohen had a hard time getting off much of a shot. Lewis up top. Now into the hands of Brock Cii. To the left side, Anthony Pierce tries a bounce pass and bounced it off of Dre's foot, who stuck it out there, and the kick will force Geneseo to inbound from the Streaks' sideline.
So far, Lewis has gotten three different looks defensively. He started with Alex on him, a little bit stronger, going to kind of toughen you up, you know. Then you got Ian Dominique, who's a little bit quicker, going to face guard him. Now he's being guarded by Nolan Carl, who's got a lot of length and size.
And now Geneseo throws it away again. Seventh turnover here in the first quarter, plus a minute. And again, for the second time this quarter, they throw it to nobody. And again, that's what I was talking about toward the end of the first quarter. Get Geneseo to speed up a little bit. And you see some of those sloppy turnovers. Here's Cohen. Got around his man in from the right side. And contact from Zachary Roki as he drives in. Gets fouled. And that'll put Cohen at the free throw line. For his 124th free throw attempt of the season coming up. Second on the team behind Jeremiah Babers. And Derry at 65% on the season. First one up and in. And that's his first point of the night. When he got surrounded by three white jerseys down here on the last trip, that was his first shot attempt of the game. Now Nolan Carl sits down. Dre replaces him. So it's the five starters back on the floor for the Streaks here with 6:47 to go in the half. Derry makes both free throws. Galesburg's lead is 14 now at 18-4. Pierce sits down for Geneseo, and Tate Hager, a 5'9 junior, in for Coach Brad Storm. Streaks put the pressure on. Cii will inbound from the baseline, gets it into the hands of Pierce. The trap comes. He passes out of it. Streaks leave CI alone. Now Dre will pick him up defensively across midcourt. Stays with the right-hand dribble now into the hands of Henson. Thomas Henson down the left side. Took it right at Alex. A foul on the floor will be the second of the game on Alex, and the basket counts for an and one. Well, that ends a 9-0 run by the Silver Streaks. And unfortunately for Galesburg, prophecy from head coach Chad Thompson in the pregame that Alex gets into foul trouble early here tonight, his second, with just a minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. And it wasn't from guarding Bristol Lewis either. No, it was Thomas Henson taking it right at it.
Henson just put his head down and dribbled left all the way to the hoop.
And makes a free throw to make it 18-7, Galesburg by 11. Babers will bring it across midcourt. Nolan Carl right back into the game replacing Alex. And now an illegal screen set out high by Cohen Derry will be the sixth Galesburg turnover. And the first foul of the game on Derry. Or on the sixth turnover on the Streaks. First foul on Derry, who came out high as Babers was dribbling left to right. And Cohen just didn't get there in established position in time. So Lewis will bring it across midcourt. Again, averaging nearly 20 a game in the Western Big Six Conference. Among the top five scorers in the league. Jeremiah Talton leading all scorers, 22 a game for Quincy. And they're in a big battle at Wharton Fieldhouse with Moline. Lewis down to the left low blocks. And a foul from the weak side as Dre comes over from the help side defense. But they're still going to get Ian from the front side. So he swung that ball down, did a little head fake to the right, and then dribbled left and got Ian off balance just enough to get around him. And Lewis will go to the free throw line. Shooting 75% on the season. And hits the first.
One thing that's a little bit different in this game right now than the first game that we talked off air was, you know, Bristol Lewis in the first game, it was difficult to even get him the ball the way that we were guarding him. Now, without Easton Steck, you know, now he's able to catch and kind of dictate where he's going offensively, whereas in the first game we kind of decided where he was going to go. And so far, you know, for him, it's paid off.
There's Dre, spin move in the lane, the kick out. Derry passes up the three, the dribble drive in from the left side, traffic, the kick out, extra pass over to Dre for three off the front of the rim, rebound back to him, drives to the low box with an and one. Dre stuck with it, the rebound bounced right back to his good looking 3-point shot, just hit right off the front of the rim, came right back to him on the carom, and he finished it up with a basket. A foul will give him a chance at a 3-point play, and the second of the game on Zachary Roki. Good ball movement by the Streaks. Love the extra pass from Ian on the kick out on the right wing. And as soon as Ian caught it, he immediately flung it over to Dre on the left side. And Dre finishes off the three-point play, and he's got eight in the game now. Streaks by a dozen, a runner, and a miss by Henson. Rebound Streaks. Dre into the front court. Babers fakes, drives, steps to the basket with a Euro stepping up and in. He's got eight with four straight baskets for him. And a timeout by Geneseo as the Streaks have built the lead back up to 14, 23-9 with 5:17 to go in the first half. And this will be a full timeout, so we'll take a full timeout with them as well. Streaks by 14, 23-9. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on the road from Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. Bring the kids to Discovery Depot to play the day away. And on Saturday, February 19th, from 1 to 3, they can also make a stained glass sun catcher. The cost is free with admission, so come get crafty at Discovery Depot. Learn more about this event and other area events on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with Paul Mango, author of Warp Speed, Inside the Operation That Beat COVID, the Critics, and the Odds. We'll see you here.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
23-9, Galesburg over Geneseo, 5:17 to go. Here in the first half, 3:15 left in the third quarter at Moline. And the host Maroons lead unbeaten Quincy 52-42. Again, winding down the third quarter in that game. A We'll talk about Cohen Dairy here in this game here in a moment at the next stoppage of play. Geneseo ball coming out of their second timeout used here. Dribble drive in from the right side. Lewis takes it right at Nolan. Carl held his ground, and a battle for the rebound as Carl and Lewis get tied up. I think they're going to call Nolan for the foul on that one, and that's a tough foul on Carl because Bristol followed up his missed shot, but he really initiated the contact going after the rebound, and all Nolan was doing was standing his ground trying to lock onto the rebound, and he got called for the personal. Bounce pass on the inbound. Carl fights through a screen. Lewis shoots the three and hits. And he's got 9 of Geneseo's 12 points now. And the streak's lead is 13. Is 11, rather. Dre, shake and bake on his man out on the right wing. Went right around Zachary Roki and finished off the dribble drive with the basket. Impressive move by Dre, who's already in double figures with 10. Lewis up top with a pass into the right corner. Pull it back up top. And through the hands of Lewis, Tate Hager with a pass. A little bit high for Lewis to handle it. 8 Geneseo turnovers now. Carl Dortch back into the game for Nolan Carr. Andy and Dominique sits down. Coach Chad Thompson going to gamble a little bit with Alex out on the floor, but he's on offense right now with 4:26 and maybe just trying to get a little bit of time from Alex headed to the mask timeout. Babers on the dribble, has 8 himself. Dre's open, passes it to it. Top of the arc. Lewis backs off him a little bit. Dre passes it over to Alex on the right wing. Lob inbound to Cohen. Here comes a triple team. He passes it over to Carl, who got open, missed the shot, but got fouled. All right, so let's talk about how difficult it's been for Cohen offensively in this game. And he only had 10 in the first game and 7 rebounds, so Geneseo has really taken it to him here in this game here again tonight. Lewis with the foul, by the way, puts Dortch at the line.
Well, they're running 2 or 3 guys at him every time he catches the ball. And right there, you know, not just that, but they're also being extremely physical with him. I mean, there, you could argue that that was a foul. I mean, they just went flying to the floor. So, but no call.
Feel the vibration,
but,
all yeah, the way up here of him hitting.
And so that's maybe that's the game plan, is to anytime he catches the ball, we're sending all hands on deck to make sure that he has to give it up and someone else has to score.
How good is it to see Carl Dortch hit 2 free throws, 40.5% on the season, but those two were pure as he gets his first 2 points of the game. 27-12, Galesburg by 15. Lewis across midcourt, under the right side, Hager. Looking down low, still with the ball out on the wing now. Works around a screen from Van de Woesteen. Babers nearly picks his pocket, creates a loose ball. Hagers goes down, and Alex ties him up, laying on the floor, helps him up, and the possession arrow favors Galesburg. That's 9 Maple Leafs turnovers now with 3:37 to go, and we've reached the mask timeout. 3:37 to go in the half. 27-12, Galesburg leading the Maple Leafs on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dev, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickerel here. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. Mark and I both still wiping tears away after our teams had a hard time. You and I found it at the same time. After our NFL teams had a hard time last weekend. End of third quarter at Wharton. Moline has stretched the lead up to 14 now over Quincy. 10-0 in the conference. Moline 2 games back, but now leading 59-45 over the Blue Devils heading into the fourth quarter. Here, entry pass to Cohen. Good defense by Van de Woesteen. Not a very good idea for JB to try to get it into him. They batted away and stole it away. On the right side, Hager in the corner. Now JB nearly steals it away, does steal it away as he trips up Cotty, gives to Derry with a two-handed dunk. Nobody to guard him in transition there. 10 Geneseo turnovers on the pick from JB and the feed to Derry for an impressive assist around his man, down low. Pierce, the kick out, baseline jumper. Cotty missed it badly. Babers with a rebound. Streaks had Geneseo running and chasing now, and JB lost the handle on the ball, found its way to Derry, driving in from the left side and off his leg, dribbles it out of bounds as, again, the physical nature of play continues, just trying to keep Derry off balance, and they force a turnover there.
That's the eighth Streaks turnover here in the first half. Kind of a common theme here in the last few games where we've had a lot of turnovers in the first half.
And only 10 in the entire game against Geneseo the first time back in December. Up top, Lewis draws a double team, finds an open man. Pierce in the left corner, missed it. Long rebound out to Van de Woesting, drives right back, blocked by Derry. Loose ball rebound, Pierce takes it away from Dominique, and now a scramble for it. Loose ball out of bounds, back to the Leafs. A lot of action on that, including a block by Cohen Derry. Pierce battling, or rather Lewis battling for the ball, and so was Alex in danger of picking up his third foul, the physical nature of going for it. Lewis has it now, but he'll be guarded by Dre, fourth defender the Streaks have put on Lewis tonight. Has it now, the catch, throws the ball onto the floor as Dre was there to try to block, and Geneseo gets it back. In the corner, trapped, down low, Cotty, the kick out, Pierce for three. They found an open man. Felt like a turnover waiting to happen, didn't it? But somehow Geneseo held on to it long enough and found an open man. And Pierce drained it, got the open look. On the right side, Dominique with it. Left side, Derry steps into a three, hits it. Derry can't get an open look down low. Find him outside to put the Streaks up 17 now.
That just shows his versatility. I mean, when's the last time he shot a three-pointer? And he just steps up and, I mean, that was a nice stroke.
Tip away by Alex in the reach in, but Pierce hangs on to it. Lewis with a lean in, the kick out. Pierce fakes the three, steps inside, floats it up and in with a left hand. Five in the game for Anthony Pierce, and back-to-back possessions. 32-17, minute 20 to go here in the first half. Galesburg by 15. We were tied at two, otherwise the Streaks have led this entire game. JB drives baseline, cut off, fires it into the lane to nobody. Nobody but white jerseys right in the middle of the lane with a steal. Stepping into a three, Lewis. Just ran up and stepped right into it at the top of the arc. 32-20, the lead is down to 12. And Lewis with 12 in the game. Dre on the left side, under the wing, Ian. Dominique passes it over to Alex, back up top to brother Dre. The lane is open for JB, fakes right, drives, now kicks it off to Alex. Gets around his man in the up and under for the basket. And a 30-second timeout called by Chad Thompson as the Streaks get the lead back up to 14, 34-20. With 37.6 seconds to go. Interesting timeout here. 37 seconds to go. And it's going to be Geneseo ball coming out of this Galesburg timeout. So I got to believe they're trying to change up the defense here, throw Geneseo off track, try to get the ball back one more time.
That's what I was thinking, if not just to kind of address that little mini run that Geneseo just went on there.
Yep.
Maybe not a run, but they scored on consecutive buckets and kind of got loose a little bit. Maybe Coach Thompson wants to kind of address that going into this possession to try to close out the half.
It was an 8-3 run, got the 17-point lead down to 12. Now 14, 34-20. Streaks on top. And they're not going to guard the inbound, Anthony Pierce. And they're going to leave Lewis open. Lewis looks over at head coach Brad Storm, who gives him some instructions with the mask down. Lewis brings it across midcourt, 29 seconds to go. How much pressure are they going to put on the ball here? Try to force another turnover. Lewis around the screen, Dre fighting through it, and he got it on a reach-in. That was pretty obvious. We had a good look at it from up here. Dre's not happy with it, but it was the right call. His hand was hanging out there quite a bit right into the midsection of Lewis. But that's only the sixth Galesburg team foul, and that might have been part of what Coach Chad Thompson was addressing in the timeout as well. We've got a foul to use. Go ahead and use it. Or maybe not. Did I miscount?
I have seven.
Okay. So that does put Lewis at the line, but he missed it. But then a foul from the backside of Van de Woesting, who cleared out Cohen Derry for his second foul. Derry was in position for the rebound after the miss by Lewis. And the Streaks are going to get back here. That's 5 or 16 fouls.
I have 5.
I have 5 also. Scoreboard shows 4. But I have 5 also. So now the Streaks do get a chance to hold for the final shot, leading by 14, 13 seconds to go. Babers across midcourt. Derry setting a screen. Babers around it. Kicks it out to Dre. Misses a 3 badly. Rebound on the floor. Coming out with it, Pierce. 3 seconds to go. Fires from three-quarter. Oh, and he hit it. He fired a line drive from just in front of the scoring table, and he hit it. And that makes the score 34-23. The Streaks miss an opportunity at the end of the half. They leave with too much time on the floor. And Pierce drains one from about 55 feet. And we go to the locker room. An 11-point Galesburg lead, 34-23. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, take a look at the first half statistics, the team scoring, the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. 34-23, Galesburg on top at Geneseo at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Geneseo. Silver Streaks leading by 11, 34-23. But for the things that the Streaks did well at times in the first half, Geneseo actually outscored us in the second quarter with that just over a half-court heave from Anthony Pierce that found the bottom of the net. And the lead is 11 here at halftime. You talk about a way to take momentum into the locker room on senior night. This crowd loved it. Still going to take a good effort by Geneseo. They're going to have to do a lot right in the second half to cut into this halftime deficit. But Streaks feel like missed some opportunities there that they could have really built the lead. And the turnovers. Turnovers have not been good tonight, Pick.
No, not at all. You know, and that's something that's really kind of plagued us here recently.
That's
in
true.
The first half of some of these games as of late is just taking care of the ball in the first half. You know, that's going to be something that's going to be talked about at halftime. And in every, you know, the games I'm speaking about here recently, we've always come out in the second half and kind of taking care of business there. So I expect nothing different. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the what's allowing Geneseo to kind of hang around. You know, they're kind of shutting us down in the paint, and so we're relying on some outside shots. I mean, we're not taking a ton of outside shots, so, you know, our guards are getting loose and having some driving lanes. Unfortunately, theirs are too, at least in that second quarter. I have them shooting 6 of 11 in that second quarter. And 4 for 5 from 3, and that's kind of what's helping them stick around in this game.
And there was something else I was going to point out too, but now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I only had 8 rebounds total, 4 for each team in that second quarter. Is that right?
Yes.
I guess part of the reason was because both teams were turning it over as many times as they were. Five for the Leafs, four for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg does lead, though, at the half, 34-23. What do the other team numbers show that you have here, Pete?
Well, as we said, Galesburg with nine turnovers, nine rebounds. We're shooting 13 of 18 from the field, 10 of 12 from two-point range. I mean, that's you can't get any better than that, and three of six from three. So the Streaks are really shooting well here in the first half, but they only have an 11-point lead to show for it. Also, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Geneseo, 10 turnovers, 6 rebounds in the game. I have them shooting 8 of 20. But again, going 4 of 9 from three-point range is what's allowing them to hang around. And they're a perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line.
3 for 4.
3 for 4. I'm
Lewis
sorry.
Did miss that
You're
one.
Right. You're right. I missed that one.
All right, 34-23, the Galesburg lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring. Pick will head down. We'll get a word with assistant coach Mark Harden, find out what the strategy is for the second half. Freshman won by 12. Varsity leads by 11 here at the half. More from Geneseo when we come back on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Come in, spotter two.
Spotter one, go.
Spotter two, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, spotter one. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, spotter two. My bad.
Shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter two, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, spotter one, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Cole's Diamond Gallery on Simmons Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg Saturday, February 19th for one day only. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker Saturday, February 19th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Patchy blowing snow gradually clearing tonight, an overnight low of 2 below. The wind chill as low as 15 below zero. Sunny tomorrow, patchy blowing snow in the afternoon, a high of 21. It's 14 at WGIL.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Well, Pick is down at the court side with Mark. They're just laughing and having a great time. I don't know what's going on. Let's find out. Let's send it down to Pick, find out what the triad is.
Okay, I'm here with Silver Streak assistant coach Mark Harden and coach. Defensively, we're kind of mixing it up on Bristol Lewis, kind of throwing some different guys at him. Talk about the job that we've done defensively, and even though we're only up 11.
Yeah, we've done a good job defensively overall on Bristol, but he got a couple shots off on us that, you know, tough shots, honestly. But all in all, we've done a good job on him.
Now, offensively, it seems like they're making it really difficult for us to get anything, like, inside from our post players, specifically Cohen. But our guards are doing a good job of still getting penetration. What can we change here in the second half to maybe get Cohen a little bit more involved?
If they're taking it away, I'd say just take what the defense gives you and let the guards keep going to the basket and scoring. Because we're doing a good job of driving and getting those open buckets. But they're keying in on Cohen so much.
All right, Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thanks.
Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in this first half. Starting off with Geneseo, 12 points for Bristol Lewis to lead the Maple Leafs. Half of their points, 12 of their 23. Anthony Pierce has 8. Thomas Henson has the other 3. Brock C.I., Tate Hager, Andrew Cotty, Zach Roeke, and Nathan Van de Woestein have not scored for the Maple Leafs. For the Silver Streaks, Drea Gypsyako leading the way with 10. Jeremiah Babers, 8. Cohen Derry has 7. Alex Gypsyako with 4. Ian Dominique with 3. Carl Dorch, 2. Nolan Carl and Aaron Carl have played but have not scored for the Silver Streak. So getting points from, I won't say everybody, but just about everybody in terms of a contributing kind of way. And again, Silver Streaks without Easton Steck. So other players getting an opportunity to make things happen and doing so. We've got a final in the Moline-Quincy game, and I'm going to wait till Pitt gets back up here so he can hear it as well. Sterling was leading Geneseo at last, not Geneseo, United Township. Sterling was leading United Township by 13 in the fourth quarter. And haven't seen a score on Rock Island and Alleman, although I don't think the outcome of that one is really in question, given as all of the struggles that the Alleman Pioneers have had this season. All right, so Pick is back up here, putting the headset back on. So now I can tell you that Moline, oh, no, he doesn't have the headset on. He's talking to Eric Matthews. Okay, listeners, Moline won. I'll just tell you, Moline won. Moline won. Okay, here comes Pick. All right, now I can tell you how it all played out. Moline defeated Quincy 76-57.
Wow.
Moline forced 23 turnovers. Brock Harding had 30.
Of course he did.
And Moline has won 15 in a row now.
Wow. Just impressive.
And again, as great as Moline looked in the two games that we played him, and as well as we played against Quincy, I don't know that that's entirely that great of a surprise. I mean, I don't think either one of us is completely shocked that Moline, especially at home, won in that way.
I mean, that's the big thing is that, you know, they're playing at home, and we know firsthand how difficult it is to go in there and win. But I can't say I'm surprised, but I thought it would be a little bit closer than that, honestly.
Yeah. And according to Jeff Lamb, Moline held the ball for about the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. So, and they still won by 19.
Did you happen to see the Rock Island score?
No, I was looking for it.
It wasn't pretty.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. Did you see it?
I think they eclipsed the century mark.
Did they? That would be at least the second time that somebody scored 100 on, because Quincy scored 100 on Alleman early in the season.
103-22.
Oh.
103-20. Like, why?
Those poor Alleman kids, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And they're hanging in there. I mean,
yeah,
they give them all the credit in the world.
They could cancel their season, you know. Like, just why do you want to continue to put yourself through that? But they keep showing up. They keep playing. They keep competing. I mean, hats off to them, you know. It's unfortunate that, you know, they haven't been able to come through with a win. And
yeah,
when you're taking losses like that, it's, you know, it can be very, I don't know. I'm glad I haven't ever had to experience that.
Yeah, for sure. Geneseo with the ball to start the second half. It looks like the same five to start the third quarter, and it is. So Lewis has it now on the right wing to the high post, kicks it over to Pierce, who just hit that bomb right before halftime. They got the game down to 11. Van de Woesteen with it down low on the give and go. Lewis cut off, steps back from the baseline, got himself free, up and in with a shot. And it's now back under double digits, the lead, 34-25, Galesburg by 9 now. Dominique on the right wing, entry pass down low to Cohen, trying to get around Van de Woesteen, up with the reverse, missed the left-handed layup, and Van de Woesteen boxing out for the rebound. That little patented reverse layup, Cohen couldn't finish it off, though. Here's Lewis pulling up free at the free throw line. How'd they let him get free? And the lead is down to 7 now at 34-27.
Alex got caught by a screen that didn't get called out, and Bristol's found himself wide open at the free throw line.
Quick 4 points gives him 16 for the game. Babers down to the low blocks, cut off, kick out. Dominique has time to measure it and hits. Three-pointer, second of the game for Ian. He's got 6, and the lead back to 10 now, 37-27. You just can't give Ian that much time to shoot.
No.
He's got a quick release anyway, but he really had time to measure that one up. Henson on the right wing, guarded by Babers. Works around a screen from Van de Woesting. Drives, kick out, Pierce for three. And he's got the hot hand from outside right now. That's his third three of the game. He's in double figures with 11.
And it's a seven-point game.
37-30. Just underway, third quarter. 6:10 to play. Babers around a man out high. Scoops it up and banks it in from the right side with the and one. And JB was reaching on that one. He had the hand out in front of him and just flicked it up with the fingertips. And the foul.
Number 11.
Okay, thank you. Andrew Cotty, his first.
It's like he knew he was going to get fouled on that, so he made sure that he just reached out as far as he could, even though he was far away from the hoop.
It's a good description. He missed the free throw, though. Quick three at the other end by Henson. Missed it. Weak side rebound to Pierce. Bring it back out for another chance. Into the hands of Lewis. Around his man at the free throw line. The kick out. Van de Woesting pulls up and hits from 14 feet. His first basket of the game. And Geneseo in rhythm, getting points and contributions from just about everybody now. Pulls within five. Dre, spin move down low. Forces up a shot. Missed it. Lewis with his fourth rebound. They're trying to get within three, maybe two here. Right side, Henson, entry pass stolen away by Dre. The dribble drive, the run out, the spin, up and in with the left hand. Dre with a good comeback answer at the other end. First turnover of the half. 11 of the game for Geneseo. We approach 5 minutes to play here in this third quarter. The lead is seven. Quick three from the wing, off the mark badly by Pierce. JB in traffic comes out with a rebound. Gives to Derry, down the right side of the lane. Attacks, blocking foul. Derry did a nice job, just float a little bit to the right side. Did not completely blow right over Van de Woesting, who was there trying to draw the charge. A defensive foul instead. And Cohen will go shoot his third and fourth free throw attempts of this game. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. We'll pause to wipe up some perspiration on the floor. It's been a struggle for Cohen to get points tonight. All seven of his points in the second quarter. Didn't even get off a shot in the first quarter. Had that little reverse layup that he missed here early in the third quarter. So looking for his first points of the second half. First free throw up and in. Very friendly roll for Cohen. 8-point Galesburg lead. Brock C.I. back in for Geneseo, replacing Van de Woesting, who sits down with three fouls. He's their man in the middle. He is their defensive presence. Let's see if the Streets can take advantage of that with him on the bench at the moment. Derry misses the second, but we've got a whistle. And a lane violation by the Streaks will be their 10th turnover. Didn't make it anyway. Now the Streaks show a little three-quarter court token press. The Egyptiakos and Ian Dominique come into the backcourt now. Now they're going to back it up into the front court, and they'll pick up defensively when Lewis brings it across midcourt. Alex will guard him. Screen set. Lewis goes the opposite direction. Briefly lost the handle on the ball. Attacks down the left side of the lane and takes it all the way for the basket. Played through contact. Finished the bucket.
That was just a tough shot.
6.5, 18 for the game. Streaks lead is down 2-6. Here's JB driving in from the right side with a basket and a foul. And how many times have we seen JB do this? When he senses it, he starts attacking the basket. He starts attacking the defense. He knows when he has defensive mismatches. And it's a second straight foul that he's drawn on Andrew Cotty, and a second straight and one. Free throw, good. Made it that time. 5 in the quarter, 13 for the game. And we have a palindrome score. Streaks on top 9, 43-34. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Out high, C.I. guarded by Dre. Fell down. C.I. lost the dribble, but Dre couldn't recover in time to get it back. Now on the right side, Andrew Cotty. Up top, Pierce fakes the three. Passes up the shot over to Henson on the left side. Now Lewis comes out for it. Still guarded by Alex. Here comes the screen. Tries to get around it down to the low blocks. And Derry from the backside blocks it out of bounds. Alex fronted him. Did a good job holding his ground. And then Derry from the backside swatted it out of bounds on the shot. Under 4 to go, third quarter. From the right of the basket, Pierce pulls the trigger on the inbound out high to Henson. Swing it around right side. Passing up the three, CI. Had time to measure it and shoot, but he didn't. Now Lewis gets Alex to fake, shoots from the high post, airballed it. Dre with his third rebound, out with it. Streaks in transition. Dre to the left side, spins around in traffic, right to the basket, draws a foul. And Dre will shoot two free throws here.
I was thinking he was kind of forcing that shot there. It was kind of one on four. I thought he was going to pull it out, but then he went right back to the hoop, and luckily he drew the foul, almost made the end one.
And the third foul on Andrew Cotty, all in this quarter. And Dre makes the first free throw. Three in the quarter, 13 for the game, 10-point Galesburg lead for 44-34. Cotty will sit down, joining Van de Woesting on the bench, both with three fouls. And Carl Dorch in to give Ian Dominique a breather with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Wondering if we were going to take a mask timeout. Now the official comes over and is looking at Brock C.I., something on his uniform. I think he's going to have to come out. So Brad Storm losing players all over the place. He's already put two on the bench with three fouls. Now C.I. is going to have to come out with apparently blood on his jersey. And we'll go ahead and take the mask timeout now. So 3:40 to go. We'll wait for Dre to shoot his free throw when we come back. Silver Streaks by 10, 44-34. 3:40 to play third quarter from Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
3:40 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks by 10 at Geneseo, 44-34. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Jeremy and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Murano. I did not bother to look at the mileage on this one. I don't know if you did or not.
Nope.
So we'll have it back on the lot. This is the only game the Streaks will play, not only this weekend, but this entire week. It's been a good week of rest, not a good week of rest entirely. Certainly they've worked in practice, but coming off a tough week where they had three physical, gut-them-out kind of victories, it was kind of nice to have a week with just one game. So the vehicle from Galesburg Nissan, we'll have it back on the lot tonight. 2019 white Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. And we thank the great folks at Galesburg Nissan, General Manager Jeff Klink, all the sales staff, including Chad Warren, who we work with most often, arranging the transportation. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. 11-point Galesburg lead as Dre makes the second free throw coming out of the mask timeout. In the lane, Hager, a little bit out of control. Now over to Van de Woesting on the left side, back on the floor. Hits that mid-range jumper that he hit earlier in the half. Back on the floor with those three fouls. 9-point Galesburg lead. Dre to Derry. Little bump out high from Henson. Passes it away to Carl Dorch and gives off to Babers. Now JB down the right side. Draws a double team. The kick out. Derry for three. That one was off the mark as soon as he let it go. Rebound on the run. Henson. Geneseo in transition. Lewis pulls up on the left wing. Skips it back over top. Open three for Hager. Hits. And just like that, Geneseo back within six now at 45-39. JB has the ball poked away. Recovers. Gets it back. Left side, Alex on the wing. Entry pass down low off of Dorch's hands. Out of bounds. 11 Galesburg turnovers. And that pass wasn't in a very good direction for Carl to receive.
Tough angle.
Yep.
Maybe take a couple extra dribbles, get a better angle, give him a good pass towards the baseline. Instead, he kind of tried to lead him to the spot, and Carl was holding his ground.
So now Dorch sits down. Nolan Carl back into the game with Derry, Dre, Dominique's out, Babers, and Alex. So four starters and Nolan Carl on the floor. Dominique on the front end of that bench between assistant coaches Steve Hawkins and Mark Harden. Bristol Lewis will bring it across midcourt. 6 points in the half, 18 for the game to lead the Maple Leafs, who trail by six here with the ball. Pierce with it, has hit three threes in the game, trying to work around a screen, gets open down the left side of the lane, blocked by Carl, but right back to him on the carom. And another chance. Lewis pull up, free throw line, rolls around and out. JB with his fourth rebound. Down to the right low blocks. Derry got bumped trying to knock him out of bounds. Stayed in, passes it away, and out to Dre on the assist. Hits a three. Well, that was a big, big transition for the Silver Streaks. Come out of that. Two missed shots at the other end to defend well, and then turn what could have been a four-point game back into an eight-point game. Six and a half for Dre, 16 in the game. Quick three by Pierce from the elbow. That's off the mark. And Cohen, the only one there for the rebound. Streaks with an opportunity here maybe to open this lead back up. Tried to get a little run here late in the third quarter with 90 seconds to play. Dre fakes a three. Alex, skip pass right, over to Nolan Carl. Drives to the low box. Spin move up with the right hand miss. Derry lost the handle on the rebound. Lewis out with it for Geneseo across midcourt. Streaks had a couple good looks at it. Now into the right corner, Hager. Bounce pass over to Lewis, through his hands, chases it back down with Alex diving for it. Falling down, Lewis gets it back over to Hager on the sideline, runs into Dre, and a defensive foul called on Egyptiaco, his second. Again, Geneseo looking out of control in the half court. Streaks causing problems with the ball handling, and it ends up leading to a Gelsberg foul rather than a turnover.
Luckily, our first of the half.
That's true. Just over a minute to go, third quarter. Up top, fake right, driving left, floating up in the mist. And Dre flying right down the middle of the lane, couldn't handle the rebound. I think, who went out of the game with the blood on the jersey?
Number 14?
No. Pierce has that leg.
15?
Heavily. Nope, 15's got it right now. That's Henson. I thought it was Henson at first. We've got a player on the floor with no roster. I think that's who went out with the blood on the jersey, or the number's not on the roster.
Number 25. It's Brock's CI.
Okay, that's right. On the left side, this is Pierce with it, trying to get around JB into the lane with a hesitation dribble. Stops Alex in traffic, created a loose ball. And did he get called for a late foul as Lewis came out with it? Wow. That's a tough foul on Alex. His third. In traffic in the lane. Lewis coming over for a pass, just ran into Alex more than anything. Entry pass down low to Lewis, trying to fight for position under the basket. Forced up a shot, got fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws. Just too far under the basket. Pierce had nowhere to go, so all he really was trying to do was just get a shot up so he could get to the free throw line. Chad Thompson is arguing with the official, who's told him three times now, no, he got hacked on the arm. Lewis to the line, hits the first, or Pierce rather.
He had a right-handed layup wide open, but being left-handed, he insisted on shooting with his left, and they kind of bailed him out with a foul call because he just threw it up.
Makes one of two. Pierce with 12 in the game. Babers with his fifth rebound. 25 seconds to play, third quarter. Dominique from the left wing hits a three. Ian's third of the game. It's 50-40. Galesburg by 10. The lead was 11 at the half. And now Tate Hager walking up the near sideline, holding the back of his head, and now leaning over. I did not see what happened, but the officials stopped the play so he can head out. And the big man, Van de Woesting, will come back in to replace it. And he looks a little woozy heading down to the end of the bench. Hager does. Still holding the back of his head, and they're going to take him to the locker room. On the inbound to Lewis. In the far corner, just in the front court. Trying to work around a screen, stops at the high post. Now another Van de Woesting screen. There's a defensive switch. He'll shoot over Derry. That's a bad idea, even from outside. He airballed it, and that's the end of the third quarter. So Geneseo shaves another point off the lead in the third quarter, but Galesburg takes a double-digit lead, 50-40, into the fourth. From Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Second straight quarter, Geneseo outscores the Silver Streaks by one. The lead for Galesburg is 10 heading into the fourth quarter, 50-40 at Geneseo. Galesburg with the ball. Turnovers, quite a bit of a different story in that third quarter compared to the first half for both teams. One for the Maple Leafs is all I had in that third quarter. Dominique throws it behind Alex into the backcourt. Dre has to chase it all the way down before CI got to it for a potential layup. And just as soon as I compliment both teams on not turning the ball over, the Streaks give it away on the opening possession of the fourth. 7:40 to go in the game on senior night here at Geneseo. Inbound out high to Bristol Lewis. Henson swinging around right side to Pierce. Pierce driving on Dominique around top. Kick over left side. Henson shoots and hits from the left wing for three. We're back within seven. This Maple Leafs team will not go away. We told you at the beginning, they play tough. And they're fighting all the way through the end here, looking for their third Western Big Six Conference victory and their first against a team other than Alleman. Babers drives the kick out to Dre. Into the lane, reversal, back to JB. Almost went out of bounds. Entry pass, Alex was open and got blocked by Van de Woesteen, which will be the fourth foul on him. He thought he got it cleanly, but Alex will shoot two free throws on the fourth foul of the game on Nathan Van de Woesteen. Streaks still just look a little ragged in the half-court passing game. Turned it over on the first possession. Had a moment where they nearly turned it over here on this possession. But they find Alex open, squeezed inside of that zone, found a soft spot, got fouled, hits the first free throw. 8-point Galesburg lead, fifth point of the game for Alex. Just a minute into the fourth quarter, hits them both. Alex's free throw percentage slowly but steadily climbing up here late in the season. He's over 50% now. Which is kind of what he did last year also. Started off very slowly and then started to pick that free throw percentage up. Minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Geneseo ball. Lewis driving in the right side. Draws a double team. Passes it back out to Henson. Now back to Lewis on the right wing. Trying to get Alex to buy it on a head and shoulder fake. Now Lewis starts a dribble. Into the lane. Here comes the help side defense. A reach in, poke away, and a foul called on Dre on a reach in, who thought he got it cleanly. Ian was ready to pick that one up on the run and take off. But instead, the third foul of the game on Dre. And only the... Now I lost track. One, two... Three, just a third team foul?
I got four.
Okay, I can't see
the
scoreboard.
That's what it says on the board, too, yep.
Well, it also has the wrong score on the scoreboard, yeah. What you're pointing out to me, right?
Yeah, it has us up 12.
I wish. It's only nine, though, 52-43. Lewis thought about the three, passed it in the right corner. CI pulls it back up top, swinging around to Andrew Cotty on the left side. Now Pierce in the left corner, back to Lewis, just off the wing. Fakes right, goes left. Alex cuts him off. The kick back out to Henson. Hit a three a moment ago. Steps inside the free throw line. The kick out. Now to the right side, Cotty. Passes up the three, guarded by Dortch. Now they get it back out to Lewis up top. Approaching the six-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Geneseo's run a lot of time here. Lewis takes it right at Alex. Good physical man-to-man play here. Missed the shot. Alex boxed him out for the rebound. Derry at the other end. Drives. Scores and fouled. Cohen moving left to right. Found an angle. Found himself right in front of the basket. Up and in with the right hand. And one. And how about the play on the other end? Lewis going right at Alex 1-1. Alex really held his ground defensively. And Lewis was pretty frustrated. I thought he took a glance at the official for not calling a foul on Alex.
I mean, Alex was just straight up. You said it. He was holding his ground. He's just a strong dude. And then Cohen on the other end, you know, with the finish he had.
Yeah.
I mean, he just looked like I'm when I catch this ball, I'm going right to the hoop, and you aren't going to stop me.
He's in double figures with 11 after the free throw. Gives him 3 for the quarter, 4 for the half. There's a pass behind Lewis. Got it just before it went into the backcourt. Now dribbles inside the volleyball line. Works his way right over toward the Geneseo bench. Ball reversal to the left now. The dribble, Henson. Into the right side, under the wing. It goes to Cotty. Now back into the hands of Lewis, who will back it up. Streaks forcing Geneseo to take a lot of time in the half court here. They got a defensive stop the last time down the court. Now CI driving on Dominique. Spins, backs his way in. The kick out to Henson. He'll drive on Cohen to the left side. Forced up the shot, and he got it to bank it in. Just give him credit for finishing that one off. That was a really tough shot. At the other end, Cohen drives, and a collision under the basket.
Oh, my
God. And they're going to call a charge. Andrew Cotty gave Cohen nowhere to go.
Yeah.
13th Gelsberg turnover, second foul on Cohen. 10-point lead.
Not good.
55-45, 5 minutes to play in the game. So Lewis will walk it across midcourt. Alex was looking for the screen. Lewis steps back with a long three. Missed it. And a good box out on the weak side by Ian Dominique to come up with that rebound. I've got Lewis. Well, we'll do it here in a moment. Alex drives in from the left side. And a blocking foul called as Alex got undercut a little bit. Driving in from the left side. He switched to the right hand going up for the shot. And they're going to call that one on Pierce, I believe. Nope, take it back. They called it on Thomas Henson, his first. And Alex will shoot 2 free throws.
Could have made that call on the last play, huh?
Yeah, no doubt.
Not only the block, but you got to give the shooter somewhere to come down.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking happened down there. But the official saw it the other way. Back to an 11-point lead as Alex hits the first free throw. So this stoppage of play gives me a chance to look at my score sheet. I have Bristol Lewis missing his last 6 shots now. Credit to the Streaks defense for helping create that.
Yeah, he's definitely getting frustrated with Alex. Alex is talking to him a little bit. he's definitely getting frustrated. Any kind of cut, Alex is keeping him in front and bumping him. He's just being physical with him.
Alex makes both free throws. 12-point Gelsberg lead. In the lane, Pierce with a kick out. Cotty trying to drive, dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds. And that's what we saw a lot of in the first half by the Maple Leafs. That's just their second turnover of the second half is all I've got.
Yep.
And a timeout by the Maple Leafs. 4:26 to play here in this fourth quarter. Again, our thanks to Gelsberg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. They will call a full timeout. Took a long time to get that signal. Pick and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. And again, we remind you about the lifetime warranty available at Gelsberg Nissan for all certified pre-owned vehicles of 50,000 miles or less, or that anything is under 5 years old, and it applies to new vehicles as well. The lifetime warranty covers the powertrain, the drive shaft. I mean, all those things that, as we've talked about before, if they go wrong, you're really going to pay the price. So having that lifetime warranty oftentimes will pay for itself should anything ever go wrong. And high-quality service you can get at Gelsberg Nissan, the rental fleet if needed. Lots of great services at Gelsberg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Gelsberg. Here, 12-point Gelsberg lead, 4:26 to play in the game. 57-45 is the Streaks' lead. And coming out of a Maple Leafs full timeout, Streaks already on the floor with Dortch, Derry, Dominique, Alex Egyptiaco, and Jeremiah Babers. Geneseo sends C.I., Lewis, who I don't think has come out of the game, Henson, Cotty, and Pierce. And I'm not sure Sozier Pierce hasn't come out of the game either. Streaks ball coming off the Geneseo turnover, which then led to the Maple Leaf timeout. Babers, entry pass down low. Carl posting up, got blocked. Took it right at Thomas Henson, man-to-man defense. Henson called for the foul, his second, and Carl will shoot two free throws. And Gelsberg will spend all fourth quarter at the free throw line if they have to, and they got one shot, Cohen Derry basket. Otherwise, the other 5 points from the free throw line so far. Carl's first one up and in. And all three of his points tonight have come from the free throw line. 13-point Gelsberg lead, 4:16 to play in the game. Streaks looking for their 22nd victory and 8th in a row against the Maple Leafs. Dortch makes them both. As his free throw percentage works its way back up, and he gets a high five from head coach Chad Thompson coming to the bench. Extends the lead. Dre back into the game for the Streaks. Pierce will bring it across midcourt. Right up the gut. Stops at the volleyball line. Passes it right side. Over to C.I. Now Dominique will come out, defend him on the wing. C.I. gets around him. Pass to the left side. And then coming up and down with it, Andrew Cotty went up with a three and then didn't shoot. And he ended up coming back down with it for the travel. 13th Geneseo turnover. Let's see if the Streaks again try to force the ball inside. Try to get another Geneseo foul. We got a timeout with 3:59 to go in the game. Is this the mask timeout, or did one of the teams call
a
timeout?
I think it's a mask timeout.
I mean, it would be under 4 minutes, so it's a timeout either way. 59-45, Gelsberg by 14 from Geneseo. You're listening to Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Gelsberg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
.359 to go in the fourth quarter. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell from Geneseo. Silver Streaks leading by 14. Babers with the ball coming out of the mask timeout. Streaks won this game by 30 at our place. Entry pass down the lane. Derry with the and one. Took it right at Andrew Cotty. Had that huge size mismatch. And Cohen on the feed from Babers right down the lane draws the fourth foul on Andrew Cotty. And Derry with another basket and one. This is his, I think, third and one that he's had in this game. They'll look now, but the Streaks have pushed the lead up to 16. Their biggest lead in this game was 17. And the free throw rolls off. Crystal Lewis the rebound. Stops in the right wing into the lane. Takes it right at Alex. Missed another one. And Alex comes out with the rebound. Seven straight misses by Bristol Lewis. And a bad pass by Dre. Lewis saw it coming, stole it. Pulls up at the three-point line, in and out. And Alex flies in for his fourth rebound. And he'll bring it across midcourt. Fires down the lane, floats it up and in with a left hand. Alex saw that one from just across half court. The opening was there, and he attacked it. And it's an 18-point Gelsberg lead, biggest of the night now. Cotty on the left wing. Lewis into the left corner. Pierce steps back for three. It's short. Babers with a rebound. And just really falling off the rails for Geneseo now as Babers attacks in from the right side. Right at a double team and draws a foul. And JB will shoot free throws with 2:56 to go in the game.
They look tired. Geneseo looks tired. The shots that they're taking, are every one of them have been short. Even Lewis, you know, he's seems like he's forced a few shots here lately, and I mean, the entire team just seems like they've gotten ran a little ragged.
Pierce with a foul, his first. Babers misses the first free throw.
He finally comes out of the game.
Yep. 2:56 to go in the game. So he hit his first three shots of the second half. Got his scoring total to 18, and he hasn't scored since as Babers makes the second free throw. 19-point Galesburg lead, 64-45. Alex sits down because Lewis has sat down. Remember, Alex picked up those two fouls early. He picked up only one the rest of the game. Pierce from the right corner misses a three. Weak side rebound tipped and then blocked. Cotty got it and then got blocked, and Dominique comes down with a rebound. Babers in the lane. Ooh, call for travel. Huh. Well, that was a quick call. I did not see that he didn't get the dribble started, but okay. Now the Streak's going to start to pull the starters out. So Alex is done. Cohen Derry sits down. Merve Bile checks into the game. Carter Clary's into the game for his first action since the Moline game a couple weeks ago. Baber sits down. And Rowan Wilson into the game. Roman Wilson into the game as well. Nolan Carl and Dominique stay on the floor. Van de Woesteen lost the ball off his foot. Nolan driving. Layup hits the front of the rim. And the rebound, Roki. Looked like he just kind of lost a handle on it on the way up after the turnover. Approaching 2 minutes to go in the game. Mason Kimmett will check in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. Van de Woesteen taking it right at Clary. Good physical play. He has to pass it up. And the kick out baseline shot. A battle for the rebound. Loose ball out high to the volleyball line. And a whistle. And I guess they're going to call a loose ball foul on Andrew Cotty, who just fouled out of the game. And he's walking out with his hands up in the air. It was way away from the action. I didn't see it. I was watching the battle for the rebound. I don't know what he did, but he fouled Ian Dominique somehow. How about that battle down there? How about Carter Clary holding his ground against Van de Woesteen down there?
Yep, just walling up, doing a good job, keeping both hands up, not fouling. He had to give it up.
And Dominique with the first free throw up and in. Ian's in double figures with 10. So let's see. We got Dre, Babers, now Dominique. Derry misses the second free throw. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Geneseo. I think the Streaks are willing to concede that one. And the official gave it back to him. So four players in double figures. And Alex, too. I was trying to add up his. He has 10. Entry pass to Nolan, batted away, right back to Wilson, driving down the lane, lost it on the way up. I don't know, is that a block or a turnover? What'd you count there?
I gave it a block.
Okay.
There's a turnover, though.
For Geneseo.
Yep.
15 of the game now. Down to a minute 41 to go in the game. It's still showing
68-45.
I don't think that's right. Here's Merve driving into the lane. He gets called for traveling. Okay, I'll split the difference with him. I do think I'm off by two. But I think they're over by two. Driving into the lane. The kick out onto the right wing. Roki. Up top, down the right side of the lane, Max Biddle. Cut off, kick out. Now over on the left baseline, it's Jacob Harris driving. The kick out, three on the way by Hager, missed it. Underneath, Clary with a rebound. Final minute of the game. Streaks going for win number 22 here and number 7 in the Western Big Six Conference. Carter down the right side of the lane. Clary up and in with a bank shot. And Amari Richardson going to check in for his first varsity action. We got a stop at the other end, a block by Kimmett, and slow to get up Easton Smith. Here come the Streaks at the other end, down the left side, Bile up and in, and that stops the clock for the injury. And the Streaks call a timeout as well. Gino Williams in, along with Chase Keith. So three sophomores on the floor for the Streaks right now, along with Kimmett and Wilson, two juniors. And it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 or 72 to 45, depending on whether we're right or whether the scoreboard's right. The drive, here's a near turnover by Geneseo in traffic, but the Maple Leafs come out with it. down the right side. The scoop up and in by Hager. Just a little wrap around. And he got it up and in against the Silver Streaks. Wilson, right wing. Quick three. Short. Rebound chase down. Roman tries to throw it off a Geneseo player, but he missed, and it's out of bounds on the baseline. Final 10 seconds. Freshman one tonight, 47-35. Geneseo turns it over for the 16th time on a pass with nobody looking on the far sideline in front of the student section. And the Streaks will just be able to get it across midcourt and run out the clock. And your final score from Geneseo, we think 70-47. Either way, the Streaks are on top, 22-5 on the season now, and 7-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. Bridgeway West Central Illinois' ROSC present Brandon Novak this Saturday at 6 at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Brandon Novak is a professional skateboarder, best-selling author, MTV celebrity, and recovery addiction speaker. Come hear his story. Admission is free for all. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
Remember when your car all worked together, the back and the front, the left side and the right, all in unison? It was tremendous. Well, now it's divided because part of your car seems to have gone mad. You can't even talk to that side of your car. In fact, most days it feels like your car is traveling in two different directions. So it's time for an alignment and new tires from CarMart Tire and Auto. CarMart can make your car great again, and you don't even have to wait till 2024. CarMart Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Patchy blowing snow gradually clearing tonight. Overnight low at 2 below. The wind chill as low as 15 below. Sunny tomorrow. Patchy blowing snow in the afternoon with a high of 21. It's 10 at WGIL.
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
All right, pick, I think, has helped me at least get something straightened out. We think 72-47 is your final. So somewhere between... I really messed up my scorebook tonight. But that matches what the scoreboard has. So between figuring out the way you have the shooting in the third quarter and then where I know one spot where I just added wrong... So that makes up for some points, and then that matches what the scoreboard has. So 72-47, we think, is the final, in agreement with what's on the scoreboard here. So, just blame it on COVID. It's the COVID fog. That's what it is. I'm going to fall back and use that one as long as I can. Nevertheless, good second half by the Silver Streaks. I think I would say... spurred on largely by Alex Egyptiaco's defense on Bristol Lewis. Once the Streaks kept him out of the scoring column again, he started off hot in the third quarter, knocked down his first three shots. And then we talked during the broadcast here. He didn't make a shot the rest of the game. And it felt like when his scoring lagged and pretty much disappeared, that's when the Streaks started opening this game up and spreading the lead.
Yeah, I would say a combination of Alex defensively and really, I think Dre offensively did a really nice job. Knocked down a couple threes, had a couple really nice drives. Cohen kind of came to life, had a couple drives, got to the line. Really, that was where the Streaks put the game away.
Coach Chad Thompson coming up here now, and I think that's something we can talk about here as he joins us, is just sort of the patience, I feel like, that the Silver Streaks played in this game here, because it was tough going early on, as we talked about. It was difficult for Cohen to get the ball and try to get himself going. But, I mean, we just got a little bit from everybody here tonight. And then once that started to create some opportunities for guys like Cohen later in the game. JB didn't need to score so much later in the game. Dre hit some key shots at key times. I mean, this was just kind of one of those balanced, sort of slowly spread the lead out kind of victory here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Geneseo came out, you know, I thought they came out a little flat, and we came out really quick and jumped on them early. We were up 18-4, I believe, at one point.
Yep.
Which sounds like a lot more, but it's a 14-point lead. You know, we took an 11-point lead in the half. They really weathered our storm early well, and then we were forced to really weather their storm throughout the second quarter and a little bit into the third. We were playing well we were both playing well, really well offensively in the third. It was Bristol Lewis versus our five guys, because like you said, we had a good balanced scoring attack tonight. I was really pleased with the balance we showed. I wasn't pleased with everything offensively, but no. And in games like that where the offense might not look as good as it should, the shots that we usually get might not be there. It's a really reassuring to know that you have guys like Dre, you have guys like Alex that can step up and take a more offensive role and knock some big shots down for us.
Can I ask about, like, the recognition of your players here tonight when they had defensive mismatches? JB wasn't really able to penetrate early in the game like we have typically seen him do, but all of a sudden the opportunities were there. He draws three quick fouls on Andrew Cotty when he's defending him. All of a sudden there's that mismatch, and he's attacking. And then it happened a couple of other times, too. We saw Cohen being able to get some position in there when he had some defensive mismatches. Were there some things you guys were doing in the offense that were helping create that, or were the kids just jumping on those opportunities?
Yeah. JB naturally is a mismatch guy. He loves talking about mismatches. We'll try to go live 5-on-5 in practice, and he's got a smaller guy on him like Gino or Amari, and all of a sudden you find him in the middle posting up and we're trying to run a set because he's just a mismatch guy. But no, mismatches are key for us. With the offense we run, we benefit from those because we have multiple weapons. And JV, they would recognize them. Coach Mark Harden was really able to recognize some on the bench. My brother was able to recognize one. The one where we got the slip to Cohen right there at the end, that's a play we ran for Ian to shoot a three. That same play ran to win the game against Quincy. But we just made a little critique to it, and it ends up being a play for Cohen. So our staff, Coach Harden, Coach Hawk, Coach Eric, recognize those mismatches on the bench, along with having a point guard that's absolutely brilliant, and Alex, too, as a wing player. Really does a good job. Knows we went to our four-out motion. Cohen on the perimeter, Alex posting up. So just they do a great job of seeing those mismatches, and I think it really speaks to their chemistry.
I want to talk about Alex defensively. You know, he was tasked right from the get-go of guarding Bristol Lewis, you know, top three scorer in the conference, and got into some foul trouble early. He started throwing some different bodies at him. You know, Ian had to guard him. Nolan had to guard him. He put Dre on him for a little bit. Do you think that wore – I think it wore him down. Do you think it wore them down? When it came time, you know, it was tight, you know, within 7-9 points. But when it came – really came time in the fourth quarter, their shots stopped falling, and that's where we really opened it up with our defense.
Absolutely. Bristol's great. I mean, there's a reason he scored 1,000 points in 3 years. And when you do that in 3 years, plus playing with Rivera, for one, who really dominates the ball, that just shows
how special. We're talking about that at dinner, actually. Yeah.
That shows how special he is at scoring, because he's a high-efficiency scorer, too. He makes shots, and he makes hard shots. But, no, Alex started on him really good, I thought. He picked up that it was a very soft call, I thought. But you know what? That's part of the game. That's why they called it. That's fine. When you see Alex, you see a big, physical, strong defender. Then you go to Ian, shorter, strong, but quick, lightning quick, kind of just pops up without you really realizing he's there. He's in your face and very jumpy. And then you go to Nolan, that's, again, strong, physical, but long. I mean, looks like his arms never end sometimes. And then you go to Dre, which is a spazzier version of Alex, where you might not get the same discipline defense, but it's the same physicality, and it actually is probably a little bit more pressure-wise. Alex does a great job pressuring, but the way Dre bounces around, he's like the combination of Alex and Ian. But Dre's more prone to fouls because of it. But then, so you wear him down. And then finally, all of a sudden, you have arrested Alex guarding him in the fourth quarter, and I think he missed his last 8 straight jump shots.
That's exactly what we had it, yeah, too. All right, so you get contributions from a lot of different guys tonight. How much is that something you're really looking for? There were maybe some different opportunities here tonight because you don't have one of your key defenders with Easton not out there. But at the same time, you've talked a lot about this, I know, with your players. At any opportunity, we may need you. And here was a situation where you were getting Nolan Carl some of those minutes early on. You had Aaron Carl out there to go to body up against a big man early in the first half as well. And you're getting guys out there. As we approach the end of the season, when some of these opportunities may come up again, who knows?
Absolutely. It's huge because you just never know when your name's going to get called. And then you also take into effect that the amount that we ask our guys to work. And I know it's the same as baseball. It's the same in football. And it's the same in our clubs as well. If you put in the work behind the scenes, when the moment's ready, you're naturally ready. You just got to train your mind to believe in yourself. And the way Nolan has played, Nolan's our most improved player this season. It's not even close what he's done day in and day out, being there, getting extra shots up, working on the gun, working on his ball handling. That spin move layup he missed is an amazing move. It's a great take. He missed. I saw Dre miss 8 layups tonight, too. I mean, it happens. And he still played really well. So, you know, it's about putting the work in and then using your opportunity. Because now you put your coach in a situation thinking, man, how can we get him on the floor more, even when we get Easton back?
Yeah.
We're not going to take away Easton's minutes, but, you know, if Easton gets in foul trouble, that might be another look we can throw at somebody. You know, with Aaron, he hasn't played big minutes all year. He didn't even play big minutes tonight. But what if something crazy happens in the playoffs and we run into a 6'8 kid that's just an absolute hoss inside? And, you know, talk about, like, as a coaching staff, learning. We watched, when I was a kid in high school, we watched Rock Island win a state championship without Chason Randall because of foul trouble. I think he had 5 points in the state championship game my senior year of high school, which, you know, is crazy to think about Mr. Basketball having 5 points and winning. So, you know, it's next man up all the time. That's a lesson these guys need to learn.
We talked about that in the pregame. That was your mentality, and that, you know, it showed tonight. I mean, you got Easton out. You got to have somebody step up. Who's going to be that kind of go-to defender? And then, you know, you got some guys in some different roles and kind of mix and match and different looks. And I mean, that's ultimately going to the postseason, that's what you're trying to figure out, right? You're trying to figure out who you can trust late in the game. Hey, I need you to go in and get a rebound. I need you and need you to go in and just be pesky. I need you to go in and knock down free throw. I mean, contributions all together. It doesn't matter how it looks, just that you get the job done.
Absolutely. It's all about getting the job done. They don't, like Coach Hawk's famous line to me in the very first game of the year, we had that win against Dunlap, and I wasn't thrilled with some of the way things went, but, you know, he comes into me in the locker room and goes, they don't ask how, they ask how many. So that's kind of been the motto of this team, because we know it's not the prettiest at times, but we're never going to stop working, and that's, again, what you saw tonight.
Well, how many now is 22, which looks awfully good, and 7 in the Western Big Six Conference. So, Coach, congratulations on another good win here tonight. A little bit different the way they happen, but again, they happen. And now you got Rocky coming in on Tuesday. So we know there's a lot of work to be done to get ready for that.
Absolutely, a lot of work to get done. You know, our hopes and our thoughts and prayers with Easton to get him healthy. But again, it's next man up regardless. And just know if he's ready, he's rolling.
All right. Thanks for coming by, as always.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Chad Thompson and the Silver Streaks, who win at 72-47. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the individual and the team statistics from this game, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Galesburg's 22-5. Freshman won tonight as well by 12 at Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
72-47, Silver Streaks win at Geneseo tonight. Galesburg 22-5. Sterling defeated United Township by 3. Rock Island blew out Holloman, and Moline won by 19 at home against Quincy. First loss in the Western Big Six for the Blue Devils. Let's go through our final team statistics. Actually, I still haven't added up my numbers, so Pick, I got nothing to compare with you. We're just going to trust that you've got it all right, and because I don't have anything to compare to. I didn't add anything up.
We'll go with that. Okay. So for the Streaks, I have us finishing with 16 turnovers. We won the rebounding battle. We had 24 for the game. I had the Streaks shooting 66% from the field. I mean,
that'll win you some games.
Yeah. 18 to 25 for 72% from 2. 6 of 11 for 55% from 3. Again, I love that low number of three-pointers, just making a conscious effort of trying to get the ball inside. And then, you know, we talked about last game against Richwoods. We struggled in the fourth quarter. Maybe it was a little bit of fatigue coming off of a Friday night conference game where we didn't shoot well. But tonight we were 18 to 22 from the free throw line for 82%.
Ooh, nice.
Geneseo, I had also with 16 turnovers. They only had 15 rebounds in the game. I had them shooting 37% from the field, 18 of 49. They were 11 of 28 for 39% from 2, 7 of 21 for 33% from 3, and 4 for 6 for 66% from the free throw line.
Individual scoring, Bristol Lewis, as usual, leads the way for Geneseo with 18. But as we talked about, as Coach Chad Thompson talked about, missed his last 8 shots of the game as the Streaks, we really feel, really just wore him down. Anthony Pierce, 12 points, only other player in double figures. Thomas Henson finished with 8. Tate Hager, 5. And Nathan Van de Woestien had 4. Leading rebounder was also Lewis with 6. For the Silver Streaks, we already touched on this, 5 players in double figures tonight, led by Dre Egyptiaka with 16. Jeremiah Babers had 14. Cohen Derry, 13. And then Ian Dominique and Alex Egyptiaka each had 10. So all 5 starters finished in double figures tonight.
Awesome.
Gotta love it when that happens. Carl Dorch off the bench had 4. Carter Clary, Merve Bile each had 2. Everybody got onto the floor and saw action here tonight and had some pretty important contributions, even if they didn't score. Guys like Nolan Carl, guys like Aaron Carl when he spelled for the Silver Streaks early in that first half. So good contributions from everybody here tonight in a 25-point win at Geneseo. Take a final timeout. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back for final thoughts on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
How would you like some free cash? Well, just wear the new yellow WGIL button and you could be a winner like Steve Schwab of Galesburg. He took home $30. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
Final thoughts are Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game from Geneseo as the Streaks beat the Maple Leafs 72-47. Coach Tad Thompson hangs the success, the hat of success of this team on the defense, and it is the defense that we go with as our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight pick.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Egyptiaco and the job that he did in the absence of Easton Steck, who we typically put on the opposing team's best scorer, Alex stepped in, and, you know, while Bristol Lewis, I mean, he showed why he's one of the top scorers in the league. A lot of tough shots, difficult shots that he still managed to knock down, and he still got 18 points. But when it came time, you know, down to the end of the game in the fourth quarter, he misses his final eight shots of the game. That just speaks to the physicality and really just the job in general that Alex did on him, making things difficult the entire game. You factor in he also had double figures, 10 points. You said he knocked down all of his free throws.
Four for
perfect
four
from the free throw line. So, I mean, you know, with five guys in double figures, you could probably find a number of different ways to go. But, you know, the game here towards the, you know, at halftime and then in the third quarter, it was a pretty tight game, I would say. Tighter than I think anyone expected. And for Alex to do what he did on Bristol Lewis, I mean, he gets the nod for me.
Absolutely. So we'll enjoy a weekend off now as we head into the home stretch. Three games left, the next two at home. So, again, hint, hint, folks, come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah, come out, watch us, especially Tuesday night with that big conference matchup with Rock Island coming into town. Streaks have a little revenge on their minds. Of course, Cohen Derry wasn't available in that game.
Yep.
That was part of the reason that the Streaks lost the way they did. So definitely with revenge on their minds coming into that game on Tuesday night.
And then not to mention senior night on Friday night.
You
where
bet.
You've got, you know, what a way to honor these seniors that have, you know, a lot of them have played 4 years of varsity basketball. And, you know, to close out careers on their home court, definitely want to get out there and support these guys.
And that'll be Friday night. And, again, heading into Sweetheart Swirl weekend as well. So lots of people will be in the house to honor the court as well. So big week coming up for this team as they'll look for wins number 23 and 24 before they head out on the road at Quincy to wrap up the regular season in a week and a half. So Tuesday night, Rock Island. Pick, we'll see you then.
Let's do it.
And again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation tonight in a 2019 Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. Alex Egyptiaco, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. 10 points, stellar defense in the Streaks 72-47 win here at Geneseo. For Clark Burnett at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickerel, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Geneseo.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.